One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth to people walk upon. We are the land. How do we sell our mother? How do we sell the stars? How do we sell the air? Crazy horse, we hear what you say. Too many people standing their ground, standing the wrong ground. Predator's face, he possessed a race. Possession, a war that doesn't end. Children of God, feed on children of earth. Days people don't care for people. These days are the hardest. Material fields, material harvest. Decoration on chain that binds. Mirrors gold. The people lose their minds. Crazy horse, we hear what you say.
Lovely atmosphere.
If the Lord is our shepherd, who shall be here?
No one.
Yes, the party started on here, CKUW 95.9 FM on your dial in Winnipeg. Here we are at the University of Winnipeg, 4.5 floors, Centennial Hall, and we're badding it up from 6 a.m. right till 8 a.m. this morning. This is Last Required with Prince Obona, Princess Tim Solom, Queen Victoria, Dr. T, and John, who's here but never here, but also here at the editorial of Princess Rachel, and at the controls, Princess Cat. Green. Poe! We're hitting you hard, we're hitting you bad. Everything coming from the yard. Trinidad, Jamaica. We have some bad news, we have some hard news, but we are strong people. We will survive it. Beryl run through the Caribbean, especially Windward Island, and she do some damage. Let me use it. It did some damage. And it's heading for the continental area with Mexico, Texas, etc. And it's part of life, part of the cycle of life. But we will look forward to see what we can do whenever we can do it to help out in that situation. So open up your eyes and become aware. Love and kindness.
Open up your mind, open up your mind, open up your mind.
Open up your mind.
Open up your eyes. Open up your eyes. Open up your eyes. Open up your mind. Open up your mind. Open up your mind. Open up your mind.
Anywhere we go, it's the same thing. Do we reach out so many poor? Anywhere we go, it's the same thing. Do we picking off the poor? They're squeezing us to death.
Yeah.
Squeezing us to death.
Yeah.
Squeezing us to death with their prices. Their hands around my neck,
yeah.
Strangling me to death,
yeah.
Won't let me catch my breath, I can't breathe. Give me some air.
Open up your eyes. Open up your eyes.
This is a perpetual cry of poor people in poverty and exploited.
Open up your mind.
South Africa, he spoke of his valley to the west. Oh, go
prophet sowed. Why the prophet sowed.
Hey, open up your eyes. Open up your eyes. Open up your eyes. Open up your eyes. Open up your mind. Open up your mind. Open up your mind. Open up your mind. No conscience, no conscience, no conscience.
This is Manuela, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. And the radio show name is called Fantastic Friday. Please come and join us every single Friday morning from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. every Friday morning.
Nebe Giza Geigo.
We go out and pray for the water because the water is sick and it's contaminated, and we basically just do the water ceremony to pray for it, for hopefully one day that they that the water is clean.
My name is Autumn Pelche. I'm the Chief Water Commissioner for Anishinaabeg Nation. I'm 16 years old. I'm from Manitoulin Island, and I'm currently living in Ottawa.
I'm doing this work as we can't just pray anymore. We must do something, and we need to do it now.
Water is a basic human right. Everyone deserves access to clean drinking water, no matter what our race or color is, or how rich or poor we are. When I was 8 years old, I was attending a water ceremony in a First Nations community. I asked my mom to go to the washroom, and all over the walls said, "Don't drink the water, not for consumption, boil water advisory." And we had to use hand sanitizer after using the washroom. And I was very confused as to why it was like that. So I asked my mom, "What does all of this mean? Why can't we drink the water? Why can't we wash our hands?" And then she explained to me what all of it meant, what a boil water water advisory was, and that the community that we were in has been on a boil water advisory for over 20 years. I visited a First Nations community, I think, last summer, and it's at Awapiskat First Nation. They're a northern community in Ontario, and I had a chance to speak with the youth there. And honestly, some of the things they had to say were really, they were heartbreaking. They were really sad. One of the kids said to me that she feels bad that her grandparents, who are both over 70, have to walk every day 2 kilometers with buckets of water to get their water from a well that everyone in the community has to share. And honestly, that's terrible. Like, I went there and you wouldn't even think that you're in Canada. They're living it, like I said, they're living in third world conditions, and we're in a first world country. It should not be like this. In 2016, I was at the Assembly of First Nations in Gatineau, Quebec, and I told off the Prime Minister when I was 12 years old, and that's honestly one of my big proudest moments that I constantly look back to, because I felt like I really made an impact when I spoke to him. I was told to not say anything to him, just to give him the gift. But there was something in me that, like, this is my opportunity to say something. So I took the opportunity, and I said, "I'm very unhappy with the choices you've made and broken promises to my people." And then he said, "I understand that." And then I started crying. He said he will protect the water. And so with that, I'm going to hold him accountable to that as long as he's prime minister, because that's a strong promise to make, especially to a person like me. I like to say that's when you know something is wrong, is when a child speaks up. And that's when you have to do something to fix it, because we shouldn't have to be speaking up.
Hey everyone, I'm Jess Turner. Make sure you listen to Fantastic Fridays on CKUW 95.9 FM every Friday morning, 6 a.m. till 8 a.m. That's way too early for me. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Cha cha, to ba kini, o tableron, cha cha, ba danye o, o ni pata, cha cha, to su. Don't become someone else. See palava for me. You know they touch my body. It feels good to love somebody and somebody loves you back. But it feels one-sided now. It feels one-sided now. You don't have to pretend about it, cause it's crystal clear now, now. Guess it's by to the good times. I'll be gone by the sunrise.
When I'm gone, I make you nervous. If you hurt me, I deserve it. I've been acting foolishly, forgetting what you were. You stopped loving me, I know this. But even chaos serves a purpose.
It feels good to love somebody and somebody loves you back. So don't give in to your changed mind, cause I'll be here for a lifetime. You don't have to pretend about it, cause it's crystal clear now, now. Guess it's by to the good times, and I'll be gone by the sunrise.
Not loneliness, just aloneness. Funk it up.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Julian Cooper. You're listening to Fantastic Friday on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. This is my favorite morning wake-up show.
Those are some of the ones right here. Yeah. Hey. Yeah, and all the pain, yeah, we had to let it go. I'm feeling sacred, I can never let this go. We ain't heading down no more. We ain't heading down no more. Yeah, just on that feet, that's a reason you don't know. We on the road, we just did another show. This one is for you, this for the family to plug. This one for the people, come and show us what you love.
30,000 feet up in the air, welcome to my lair. You don't ask, you know the name, and you don't want it with the bear. I've been growing up my hair, all I need is prayer. How the rappers don't compare, I got haters, I'm aware. I don't want a milli, but man, I'ma be a millionaire. I design the clothes I wear, what I got, I'll share. If you need me, please don't ask, tell me when and where. Don't get up into my business, this a family affair. Made it from the struggle in the trenches with a pair. Bringing hope from the despair, everything can be repaired. Hand up on the wheel, foot up on the gas. I'm going full speed, hope that I don't crash.
It's a calm moment, reminding people of the things that are going on and not stopping. And we have to keep that awareness of those things that we can't constantly talk about, but need to constantly talk about.
We on the road, we just did another show. This one is for you, this for the family to plug. This one for the people, come and show us what you love.
30,000 feet up, just don't ask me why I'm here. We was walking through the mud, now I know the road is clear. See, this bad business when you all in alignment, the three of us, that's how you see in the shining like diamonds. It wasn't always that way, I would probably be dead if it weren't for the rhyming. My cousin, he told me to go put the gas on him, take a mask off, then go blast off. No, it's no problem, I'll be on the road, though I won't stop it. Got the game unlocked with a mosh pit. Heading back on tour like kings in the sky, touchdown in the 604. Pull up for the vibe, we ain't kids no more. I ain't living no lie, won't defend no war. You can take my pride, you can take my spark.
Understand it.
You try, but you miss
in the words
one, so
and in the
charge.
Feelings.
This is land back, this is battle scars for the woman they took from our boulevard. Yeah, we pass raps, this is everything. In my life, gave my people the wedding ring. Their creator was knocking, so let them in.
Yeah, and all the pain, yeah, we had to let it go. I'm feeling sacred, I can never let.
My goodness.
Christopher Columbus, it's a story that they tell. 1492, the year he would bring hell.
Yeah.
Never seen such beauty. Landed on San Salvador. Came across the Tainos, open the white man door. Hey, hey,
we are hot.
Hey, 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 he would die a poor man, not knowing what he found. Just what is his legacy? Take a look around. A line drawn in the sand. Cross time and time again. A line drawn in the sand. Cross time and time again. Hey,
Little Hawk. Trying to walk the walk and talk the talk.
Oh,
Namaste.
Hi, I'm Colleen. Please listen to Fantastic Friday every Friday from 6 to 8 a.m. on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Come join us.
This is for my city dwellers, my storytellers, my soundscapers, music makers, and my dreamers of dreams. This is for the beat layers, the street sayers, the graph writers, and the painters. This is for the crate keepers, the image freezers, the lens seekers, and the photogs. This is for the spinners, the rewinders, drop the needle, pull it back, and come againers. This is for the movers, the body users, the kinetic acrobatic defying gravity provers. This is for the filmmakers, the actors, the activators, my sculptors, and my cans. Sprayers. This is for the da-da-dubbers, the dancers, the scribers, the scholars. This is for the freestylers, my improvisers, my poetical, lyrical, spiritual vocalizers. This is for my speechifiers, for the visionaries, for the bridge builders, the chain breakers, the power takers. This is for the door crashers, my drum beaters, the call to action taker to the streeters. For my behind the sceners, my planners, my finders, our on task and right on timers. For our organizers, our survivors, our motivators, and our strivers. This is for the uplifters and our uprisers. This is for you, our ancestors. This is for you, our people blessers, our children, for our vision, for our villages, our hoods, our nations, our truths. This is for our culture, for our generation. This is for our creator and our creation. This is for our inner being and our outer, for our say it louder, big and prouder. This is for the art, for the word. This is for the sound. This is for the power.
We got the refugees, all stars, rubber dubbing in the club. Wyclef Jean, John Forte, Roswell. No, I mean the streets.
We keep in IET. You know what's tight. You know I want.
There's too many in the wolf pack. And besides, dirty cats talking to her. Buying her fake furs and taking her to the fever. Why does this kept? They ain't even it's been. She spends his Franklin's at the malls with her friends. Material girl living in a material world. But it's alright, cause it's Saturday night. So Mr. Funkmaster, pump the BGs. And all you college students playing Ouija's. Check the spelling R-E-F-U-G-E. E, get the CD from Sam Goody. You ain't even close with the rhymes that you wrote. Don't be mad cause you broke. Let me clear my throat. John Forte, grab the mic, don't sway this way.
I'm more than just a rhymer, you still a small timer. Hoping at the game, treat that ass a little kinda. Every step tangoed, yo beef don't concern me. I'm eating mangoes in Trinidad with attorneys. My crew slang flow worldwide like a current. Whip to every spot where nobody got insurance. Rubber do the math, you ain't half the exotic. My man's claim true, you forget about it. Ho-ho, just a new sense, like my influence. Well recognized, you a lie trying to do it. Got you cocoa ladies. Sweet nuts, baby. Smooth and charismatic, automatic, you gon' save me. God bless the dead, that's my son, survive. We strive to teach you, baby, and stay alive.
Refugee camp, nice baby. John Forte, your watch your lady.
Watch your lady, yeah. All right. Especially around dirty girls. Yeah. Yeah.
If you got more than a dollar in your pocket right now, put your hands.
Yeah.
Fresh Air Productions. Enough respect going out to Arif. Super Koopa. Love child by the KSN. Feed the youths by the scene. Feed the youths by the scene. Time for the youths to rise up. This is uprising. Yeah, this is uprising. Tell them not to lose hope in life. on the scene. Tell them nothing lose, open life, now you see. Foundation of the future, be the only thing and the focus of the youth. And where they get a youth, are the uptown youth. And you no matter strap on your Gideon boots. And ready now to burn down corruption, burn drug abuse and burn negativity in life for the youth. And we no 1% fight anymore, and we no 1% fight anymore. I'm rising, yeah, this is uprising, yeah, this is uprising. For the youth on the scene, tell them not to lose hope in life, now you see. This is uprising, yeah, this is uprising, yeah, this is uprising. For the youth on the scene, tell them not to lose hope in life, now you see.
An uprising of the mind and the heart.
Knocking on the door, you've been knocking, knocking on the door of success. Feel the time, you're not stressed, but the pay I feel comfy, all of you working. And you may see the future leader and the future teacher and the future mother and the father of our children. And only you are control where your life goes. Only you are control where your life goes. Uprising, yeah,
yes.
Hey, hey, you're listening to Fantastic Friday on CKUW 95.9 FM. Ka-chow.
Yeah, and it goes on and on, non-stop, but it's got to stop. It seems to be off the radar, but you're hearing still about the slaughter. Every day people are still dying, every day people are still being killed in this mass genocidal slaughter. Is there nothing we can do to stop it? Are we not willing to stop it? We know those with power don't want to stop it. They live on necromancy, they live on death, they live on destruction. And that is their function. But we will not stop talking about it. We will not stop aiming to get it stopped. Not true? Truth, right, and justice. Not just for us, but for everyone.
Get washed out. Watch out the king, the boat, and the queen. I come out, patch out there, spread red carpet. One thing we have to tell on us, so watch ya. Adam Mercy. Adam Mercy. Watch me now. It name, murder me, wrote, and me no take back me chat. Shuffle the deck, me and the queen in a day park. Look how me cute and sexy like that. And me plant the can, so no better watch that. Show me step up in a life, them won't forgive me a fight. Show me look cute and them no look too right. They call on me to over me, man, a fight. And that now one, no time in a them life. Me no cut up, I can model every time. Absolute niceness, come with beer, I'm a first class dress code and your style a lick. The quality, my feet come back quick. Cause murder me wrote and me no take back me chat. Truffle the deck, me and the queen in a the park. Look how me cute and sexy like that. And me plant the can, so no better watch that.
Hi everyone, my name is Belaine Osman. I'm a student here at the U of W. My students actually call me Madame Oz. Just letting you know, CKUW has an awesome show called Fantastic Friday, and you guys should listen to it. Stay tuned.
Well, here it is. Listen up, listen up. Tell them, Peter.
Ask you where you come from. As long as you're a black man,
a black woman, or a black child, you know you have to abide.
No mind your nationality. You have got the identity
and perspicacity. don't matter.
And if you come from Portland,
it don't matter.
And if you come from Westmoreland,
it really, really don't matter, because coming to you all the way from West Africa in the country called Nigeria is the brother they call Prince Ugona, the Indian news and views from Africa. Prince Ugona, Prince Ugona.
Yes, good morning, Rasuka, and good morning to all of our listeners. Uno, kedu, kekwano, greetings from Africa. And today's first piece from Democracy Now!, we talk to activist Norman Solomon, who in this brief section on Gaza, Biden boasted of his support for Israel as it pummels the Gaza Strip, while Trump criticized Biden, saying Israel should be allowed to finish the job, and said Biden is like a Palestinian. Listen in.
These two candidates are extreme militarists, and one of them, Donald Trump, is a proponent and a expressor of fascistic politics. So that's where we are. In terms of Gaza, we have a president who has enabled and participated in mass murder and genocide, continuing to ship all sorts of weapons and ammunition to Israel while it slaughters civilians every single day, refuses to engage in diplomacy, and yet that wasn't being debated at all. They were arguing about how well they would assist Israel in suppressing the rights of Palestinians and killing them every day. So that's where we are. And I think one point, as we are very clear about the reality of these militarists who are willing to slaughter civilians every day, at the same time, we're facing now a fork in the road. If Donald Trump is elected president, then the left, progressives, even a lot of liberals will be on the defensive for 4 years. The space to organize will be virtually disappearing, except to try to mitigate the damage that will be done by the administration. Under a Biden or Democratic administration, we have huge problems, terrible foreign policy. What we do have is more space to organize, so we're not just back on our heels. We can organize for real progressive change.
Well, you know, I would echo virtually everything your other guests have said, and I think Norman underlined a really important point, which is the urgent need to mobilize in a democratic way to change the Democratic, capital D, Democratic ticket. It's a constant refrain, and it's true among Biden supporters that, you know, the soul of the nation and the fate of our democracy are both on the ballot in this cycle. What's paradoxical, though, is we see it in the case of the Gaza war, which is vastly unpopular with the general public. There is a refusal to heed democratic voices within the Biden administration and within the larger Democratic Party. It's important to, you know, pan back a bit and remember that, you know, the reason Democrats nominated Joe Biden in 2020 was that Barack Obama basically went behind the scenes to persuade all of his other primary rivals to fold their hands and, you know, cut deals with Biden to make him the front runner. And that was at a moment when Bernie Sanders was leading in the polls and actually was well ahead of Trump in the polls. So this was a very deliberate decision taken by the party establishment in 2020. And we are, you know, it's like Groundhog Day. We're back in this situation where the Democrats have tried to galvanize mass support behind a candidate who's manifestly not up to the job. And there is a failure to just acknowledge, you know, what Americans saw and heard, you know, loud and clear last night.
You know, what is lost and sad in the messaging from this debate is some of the unprecedented interventions that happened during the pandemic, as dramatic as that was, especially in contrast to the Great Recession, where we invested directly in the American people. We should be building upon that.
And in this second piece, we speak with author and analyst Vijay Prashad, who has just published a lengthy article on Lumumba and the Democratic Republic of the Congo's ongoing struggle for control over its own resources. On Sunday, this past Sunday marked the 64th anniversary of Lumumba's historic speech marking his country's independence from Belgium, in which he delivered a blistering critic of colonialism. Listen in.
Today is actually Patrice Lumumba's birthday. He would have been 99 years old. It's important for people to recall that he was assassinated by Belgian intelligence, U.S. intelligence and British intelligence in collusion with the Congolese military when he was only 35 years old. What he said in that landmark speech in 1960 when the Congo attained its independence was that all tribal rivalries should be muted and the Congo needs to use its immense resource wealth, untapped reserves now valued at about $24 trillion. It's one of the richest countries in the world. Use that resource wealth for the good of the people of the Congo. Patrice Lumumba was an ally of Kwame Nkrumah, who in 1965, 5 years after the murder of Mr. Lumumba, published a book called Neocolonialism, where Kwame Nkrumah laid out the argument that Africa was not going to be allowed to develop because the West, which had colonized the continent after the Berlin Conference of 1884, I mean, not after it, but they divided up the continent in Berlin in 1884. Nkrumah argued that, look, we're not going to be allowed to develop our own resources because they think they have patrimony over it. Indeed, it's so interesting to look at this specifically. People may not know that the nuclear material, the uranium used in the bombs that were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, come from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, from the mine of Shinanoble. And there, that mine's control was actually part of the debate and dispute. In 1960, the CIA worried that if Patrice Lumumba was allowed to remain in power, he might hand over the uranium to the Soviet Union. He had to be, therefore, cooed. This question of who controls resources in a place as rich as the Democratic Republic of the Congo is central. Whether it was rubber during the time of the Belgians and King Leopold II in particular, or now coltan, cobalt, and other very, very lucrative minerals and metals. The issue of control over resources is fundamental, and governments are overthrown. Indeed, the state in the DRC, the state institutions, not permitted to grow to become mature state institutions at all. I was at the border town between Uganda and the Democratic Republic of Congo, Mpondwe. In Mpondwe, you can see trucks just drive across the border, nobody paying octroi duty, customs duty, bribes being put here and there. And here's the nub of it, Amy. People say that, well, this is to do with corruption. Corruption isn't a particular problem. It isn't the explanation for the problem in the DRC. Corruption is the symptom of a deeper problem, which is the prevention of the Congolese to control their own wealth. Equally, people sometimes say, well, there are tribal wars and so on. This is a fundamentally inaccurate statement. There are 400 different ethnic communities in the Congo, 200 plus languages spoken there. There's a great deal of difference. The question is, the Congolese have never been able to put forward a national project around how to unite the people into a proper country and so on. This has always been suborned by external intervention. And that's really what we argue, that the Congolese need to control their own wealth. You know, it's very important that we reflect on Kwame Nkrumah for a minute, because just a few days ago, Kwame Nkrumah's eldest son, Dr. Francis Nkrumah, died in Accra, Ghana. Dr. Francis Nkrumah was 89 years old, an extraordinary pediatrician, highly respected scientist, and so on. Kwame Nkrumah is a much underrated figure in the African story. I mean, he is the person who, through the struggle in the Gold Coast, what was then the British colony of the Gold Coast, was able to establish the possibility of African freedom from colonial power, and at the same time Mr. Nkrumah argued it wasn't just a question of national independence, but Pan-Africanism had to be central. The Pan-African consciousness had to produce African unity. The countries had to operate together. If they didn't stand together, they would hang independently. That was Dr. Nkrumah's very specific and important intervention into the debate about decolonization. And when he brought together these figures to the conference in Accra, it was a Pan-African conference. He counseled Patrice Lumumba when Mr. Lumumba was coming near power with the Mouvement National Congolais. It was Dr. Nkrumah who sent advisors in, sent people to assist and help the Congolese develop their political institutions and so on. Nkrumah did the same to others. Very interesting. In 1965, when he published his book, Neocolonialism, the Central Intelligence Agency of the U.S. government reviewed the book. Considerable review, a real book review. And then they sent that review to all agencies of the U.S. government. You know, I often say that the coup against Mr. Nkrumah in 1966 is the only coup that was related to a negative book review, a book review done by the CIA. But really, what was threatening about Mr. Nkrumah was the fact that he had this African unity agenda, that it was under his leadership and direction that the Organization of African Unity was created in 1963. And the coup against Patrice Lumumba was, in a sense, a coup not only because of the resources in the Democratic Republic of Congo, but the political allyship that that Patrice Lumumba had with Nkrumah. They were together going to imagine the possibilities of African unity. English-speaking Ghana, French-speaking DRC, they would have had a captivating impact on the African continent. Coup number one against Lumumba, 1960. Coup number two against Nkrumah, 1966. And the continent then is, in a way, recolonized. That, in fact, I think, is a relationship. And that meeting in Accra, where he brings together revolutionaries from across the continent, is really a significant touchstone of the importance of African unity for people like Lumumba and people like Nkrumah.
We also have a piece, and this one talks about James Smith, an emergency medical doctor who spent nearly 2 months treating patients in the Gaza Strip before returning to London in June. Here's a quote from him: "We have an obligation as healthcare workers, as public health advocates, to state very clearly our demands, not only for an immediate and sustained ceasefire, but an end to the Israeli occupation." Listen in.
The situation is dire, and indeed it was dire when we last spoke. In fact, it was dire prior to October of last year. As you've reported, nearly 250,000 people are now in this new red zone, as designated by the Israeli military. We've heard reports, as you've mentioned, of caretakers and family members having to drag patients from the European Gaza hospital several kilometres in order to seek some degree of safety. Now, of course, that notion of safety is an incredibly fragile one in Gaza. We've heard repeatedly, and indeed I've seen it firsthand, that nowhere is safe in Gaza. As you've mentioned, Dr. Hamdan was killed along with members of his family yesterday in a supposedly safe area. There are, on a daily basis, air and artillery strikes, naval shelling from the Israeli warships off the coastline in Gaza into areas that are supposedly safe areas. The situation with respect to the European Gaza hospital is beyond catastrophic. EGH is one of the biggest hospitals in Gaza after Shifa and Nasser, both of which have been intentionally targeted and decimated over the course of recent months by the Israelis. And what that means, that the forced evacuation of staff and patients from in and around EGH means that the few remaining partially functional hospitals have had to try as best they can to absorb the additional medical need. Hundreds of patients that are still in need of immediate medical and surgical care. And we're talking here about hospitals that are already beyond capacity. They have, by some miracle, by some testament to the determination of Palestinian colleagues, been able to respond to some of those additional pressures, but with phenomenal difficulties. So we know from the way that the Israeli military has behaved in its targeting, in its raids on, and in the way that it's besieged other healthcare facilities, that those patients that are unable to leave European Gaza Hospital now face the very grave threat of immediate Israeli violence. We know of patients that have been shot and injured within hospital compounds. We know of patients that have died in their hospital beds. Elsewhere in occupied Palestine, in the West Bank, of course, we know of Israeli troops that have raided healthcare facilities to assassinate Palestinians in their hospital beds. The risk that those patients face is phenomenally high now. So the testimony from Dr. Abu Salmiya is one of many hundreds, if not thousands, that we have heard not only over the course of the last several months, but over the course of the history of the Israeli occupation. Details of illegal detention, torture and extrajudicial killings in the context of Israeli detention are not new. They have a long history in occupied Palestine. During my time in Gaza, I treated people that had been released from detention, including healthcare workers, all of whom recounted the most horrific stories of the ways that they had been treated in Israeli captivity. We actually don't now currently have accurate figures for the total number of people who are being held hostage in Israeli detention camps. There is a complete lack of transparency. There is no access for independent observers or human rights observers. And of those who have been released, as you've mentioned, they are recounting the most horrific testimonies of direct experience of torture or having witnessed other individuals being tortured. They also recount experiences of medical negligence on the part of Israeli healthcare workers. And on occasion, as Dr. Abu Salmiya has mentioned himself, the direct participation of Israeli healthcare workers in acts of torture.
Yeah, and for this last piece, we play a piece in recognition of July 4th, the 4th of July, which was celebrated in the U.S. of A. And this piece is by Kerry Washington speaking on Angela Davis, renowned activist. And of course, this piece talks about the racial injustices that are still going on in the U.S.
At a challenging moment in our history, let us remind ourselves that we, the hundreds of thousands, the millions of women, trans people, men, and youth who are here at the Women's March, we represent the powerful forces of change that are determined to prevent the dying cultures of racism and heteropatriarchy from rising again. We recognize that we are collective agents of history, and that history cannot be deleted like web pages. We know that we gather this afternoon on Indigenous land, and we follow the lead of the First Peoples, who, despite massive genocidal violence, have never relinquished the struggle for land, water, culture, their people. No, we salute, especially today, the Standing Rock Sioux. The freedom struggles of black people that have shaped the very nature of this country's history cannot be deleted with the sweep of a hand. We cannot be made to forget that black lives do matter. This is a country anchored in slavery and colonialism, which means, for better or worse, the very history of the United States is a history of immigration and enslavement, spreading xenophobia, hurling accusations of murder and rape, and building walls will not erase history. No human being is illegal. The struggle... The struggle to save the planet, to stop climate change, to guarantee the accessibility of water from the lands of the Standing Rock Sioux to Flint, Michigan, to the West Bank and Gaza, the struggle to save our flora and fauna, to save the air, this is ground zero for the struggle for social justice. This is a women's march, and this women's march represents the promise of feminism as against the pernicious powers of state violence, an inclusive and intersectional feminism that calls upon all of us to join the resistance to racism, to Islamophobia, to anti-Semitism, to misogyny, to capitalist exploitation. Yes, we salute the fight for 15. We dedicate ourselves to collective resistance, resistance to the billionaire mortgage profiteers and gentrifiers, resistance to the healthcare privateers, resistance to the attacks on Muslims and on immigrants, resistance to attacks on disabled people, resistance to state violence perpetrated by the police and through the prison industrial complex, resistance to institutional and intimate gender violence, especially against trans women of color. Women's rights are human rights all over the planet, and that is why we say freedom and justice for Palestine. Over the next months and years, we will be called upon to intensify our demands for social justice, to become more militant in our defense of vulnerable populations. Those who still defend the supremacy of white male heteropatriarchy had better watch out. The next 1,459 days of the Trump administration will be 1,459 days of resistance. Resistance on the ground, resistance in the classrooms, resistance on the job, resistance in our art and in our music. This is just the beginning. And in the words of the inimitable Ella Baker, we who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes.
All right. I don't care if your nanny was black, or you ate grits for breakfast every morning, and you knew a girl in high school, a black girl, and she was nice. I don't care if your nanny was black because Michael Griffiths is dead. Killed by white youths who got her free, even though witnesses testified to their crime. So I don't care, you hear? I don't care because black woman Tawana Brawley was raped by four white cops who are still out on the street, and Donald Trump takes out a three-page ad in the New York Times calling for the death of six black youth accused of raping a white woman. So I don't care if your nanny was black and you ate grits for breakfast every morning and you knew a black girl in high school and she was nice. I don't care, you hear? I don't care, 'cause for too long we have held our pain in our very flesh. For too long our bleeding hearts in our chest. For too long our eyes have seen what they can no longer bear to see. Our anger will rise like a red flood and spread across this land. Tear down monuments built on our blood and cast away false idols, and we will tear down this wall, tear down these walls, tear down these walls of this Jericho, of this Toronto. So I don't care if your nanny was black and you ate grits for breakfast every morning and you knew a black girl in high school and she was nice. I don't care, you hear? I don't care. Me no care, you hear? Me no care. I don't care, you hear? I don't care.
Yes, of course, blessed love, blessed kindness. All the time you bring forward these words to make sure that we are aware of the situation that we are in and remain in, and others who share it. Anyhow, we have Ras Martin on the air again. Morning, Ras Martin.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
I'm still standing tall and standing strong.
Okay, good, good, good.
My knee's weakening a little bit because they take a long time standing on these.
Oh.
So they're weakening a little bit, but, you know, mm-hmm. I'm still there.
Mm-hmm.
I and I still there.
All right, well, that's good to know. That's good.
So what are going on in the area?
Well, okay. Well, the bongo is still, some drumming coming up.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be still at the Modern Coffee. It's going to be July 27, mm-hmm. Saturday evening, 7:30 mm-hmm. to 8:45. It's still to be our friend Todd Martin coming down, mm-hmm. Brother Amara. Umpo is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Marty Dredd, myself, is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And that is at Main and Inkster.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Modern Coffee people for the bongo bongoers.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a High Road band that is coming up. So High Road band, you can check out on Facebook. We'll be playing July 11th. It's a Thursday night. It's at the Royal Albert. People who know the Royal Albert bar, we're going to be there. It's like 11 o'clock p.m. So that's a late one, eh?
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
yeah, so that's for again, people, H-I-G-H-R-O-A-D. Band, High Road Band.
Mm-hmm.
You can check it Facebook, July 11th, Thursday evening. We are playing at 11 o'clock in the evening at the Royal Albert. And Bongo Bongo again, July 27th, Saturday, 7:30, 8:45 at Modern Coffee, Main and Inkster. Come and get your coffee and donut and them something there, people.
Oh, yeah. So you're announcing for the 11th of July.